Hello, my audio boo friends. It is July 7th, 2014. It is 3 minutes past 5 o'clock in the afternoon or evening, depending. What is that? What is the cutoff? Is it 5 p.m.? Is it 6 p.m.? When does the evening start? Good question. Another one of those things that make you go, As you can probably hear from the ambient noise, I'm sitting in my little car and driving home after a very difficult day today at work for a number of reasons. And I will not get into it now, but there are a few really weird things going on. So let's just leave it at that. My friend Mac McColgan over there in Scotland regaled us with stories of his motorcycling past. His, how did he put it? His mod days and his greaser days. And told us all about his various motorcycles. At the very beginning of his audio boo, he mentioned my audio boo about the motorcycle course that I'm going to start tomorrow. So in roughly 24 and a half hours, yours truly will be sitting in a classroom, books in hand, and learning all about riding a motorcycle, which shouldn't be too difficult because I've been riding a scooter now for several years in traffic, trying to obey all the traffic rules like a good little boy, in anticipation of eventually one day perhaps going for my motorcycle endorsement, as they call it. Now, I was going to say something. What was I going to say? Now, first thing I want to do is apologize for the snapping noises that my mouth is doing for some reason. Maybe my mouth is just dry, and unfortunately I don't have anything to drink. Sometimes I have a little bit of coffee left over from this morning. Let me just check. Maybe I might have a little bit of sip. Hang on. Just enough to wet my whistle. Ugh, that tastes horrible. Let me just close the window a bit to lessen the ambient noise out there. So, Mac asked me what kind of motorcycle I'm thinking of getting. And he had sent me a DM at some point suggesting or thinking he might know what kind of motorcycle. And I ended up sending him a tweet with a picture of the motorcycle in question that I'd love to get. And, okay, I won't hold you any more in suspense. And the first thing I want to do is apologize to Sassy Cat because it is not even close to being a Harley Davidson. Okay. I'm just not a Harley Davidson kind of dude. In fact, I'm not really a cruiser or a cruising bike kind of dude. What I do want to buy is a BMW F, that's F as in Frank, 650 GS. Okay, basically it's an enduro motorcycle, or it's a combination street and dirt bike. It's the suspension set quite high. Lots and lots of ground clearance. Not that I do a heck of a lot of off-roading, I'll be honest, but the reason why I want to get this bike is years ago, I used to watch the Dakar Rally, and I used to love the motorcycles they used in the Dakar Rally. And the F series, the F650 GS among them, is very reminiscent of those types of motorcycles. In fact, I believe BMW has won seven Dakar titles using motorcycles based on the F-Series platform. Of course, there's also the, I think it's the F1200 or the F800, I can't remember now, But they have other bikes in that series with bigger displacements. The ideal bike for me would be, although it's still called the F650, it is an 800cc motorcycle, and it's a dual cylinder, which is a little bit easier on the chain, it seems. It seems that the single cylinder engine, the 650, is a reputable engine, but is very, very hard on the chain. I don't know anything about this, to be honest. I've never owned a motorcycle per se, and although my moped did have a chain, I don't think a 49cc little moped two-stroke engine really counts. Just checking the time here. I'm about 5 minutes, almost 6 minutes into this audio boo. So that's the kind of bike I would like to get. So it's a... Now, what year? I've seen some used ones in the 2001 to 2003 range going for about $3,000 to $4,000, which is nice. It would be well within my budget. But ideally, what I'd love to get is a 2008 model, which does have the 800cc motor or engine. And I think it's a dual cylinder or two cylinder. And it's characteristic by the double headlight up front. It's got a running light and then the high beam. They're actually two distinct lights, and many of them come with the onboard computer. So that would be the ideal bike, although those range anywhere from $8,000 to $10,000. So it's a little bit out of my price range at the moment. Now, of course, I'm not putting the cart before the horse. This is the bike I'd like to get one day. Does not mean it is the bike I will eventually buy when I finally get my license. Who knows? But as I often do, believing my audio boo friends will end up finding out. Now, this is a secret from one of my friends with whom I often go scooter riding. He doesn't know I'm getting my license. Now, it's not, you know, some people might say, well, that's unfair. You'll have your license and he won't have his. But the thing is, I've asked him and he really isn't all that keen on getting his license at the moment. But I figure once he does decide, and if I already have my license, I can help him out because I've gone through the exercise. That's sort of the thinking behind doing it ahead of him. And besides, the bug has bitten me, and I really do want to get a motorcycle. They are very expensive to run here in the province of Quebec. Registration, or I think what other people might call road tax, is right around $500 and some odd per year. Let me just check the time again. Yeah, I'm okay for time. It's $500 and some odd per year. But the insurance isn't too bad. The last time I called my insurance company, now of course insurance could go up in the next year, but it was still relatively, you know, relatively inexpensive to insure the motorcycle, that particular motorcycle. So I think I'll be okay, because the scooter's costing me almost the same as the motorcycle would in insurance, and the registration's only about $200 more for the motorcycle versus the scooter. But then I get the added advantage of being able to use it on the highways. It goes faster. I would be more comfortable in traffic because I can get myself out of situations. And I think with a bigger bike and more presence, I think I'd feel a little bit safer as well. And I've only got 30 seconds left. The fact that it does have some off-road capability would allow me to venture off into some trails and that when I do come across them, or go down a gravel road if I want to. So that'll be an added advantage. All right, thanks for listening, and I'll keep you all posted.